Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hi, everybody, and thanks for joining me for another weekday podcast. Today, I want to take us straight to the little book of Colossians. This is the Apostle Paul writing to the church in Colossae, and let's start with chapter 1, verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God and Timothy, our brother, to God's holy people in Colossae, the faithful brothers and sisters in Christ, grace and peace to you from God our Father. What a great way to introduce a letter, and what a great way to bring greeting. I trust that maybe this Sunday, when you see me at Sugar Hill Church or you give me a call sometime this week, your words might say, grace and peace to you, Chuck, from God our Father. But verse 3 gets into thanksgiving and prayer. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all God's people. The faith and love that spring from the hope stored up for you in heaven and about which you have already heard in this true message of the gospel. That has come to you in the same way the gospel is bearing fruit and growing throughout the whole world, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and truly understood God's grace. Now, if you skip down to verse 9, it starts with this narrative. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God. My friend, I believe this is such a powerful lesson in how we are to pray for one another. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you. Let me ask you a few questions. What kind of prayers do we pray for each other? Are friends or family members already praying for us and for our marriage and for our children? Let's take a look at a short prayer list from each other based on Colossians here in chapter 1, verses 10 through 12. We can stick it on a bathroom mirror, a dashboard, or some other well-frequented spot that we will remember to pray for one another. I encourage you, put that somewhere. Put it on your coffee machine so you can't miss it, and you might pray for your spouse or your children. Listen, myself, I've discovered that sending up kind of vague and broad requests to the Lord regarding Jenny or our daughters, things like, you know, bless Jenny today or help Sarah in their work or be with Amy in all their decisions. While I think that's wonderful, I have learned that my friend Bobby McGraw is so right, that when we pray specifically, we get specific answers. The Christians at Colossae were blessed by the Apostle Paul's intercession in Colossians 1. Paul told them that he had not stopped praying for the Colossian believers. The actions and the attitudes he asked God to give the Colossians provide an unbelievably beautiful structure for how we can pray for our loved ones. Paul's overarching goal in this text is that his believing friends, that they would have a practical knowledge of God's will so that they would, as a result, live a life worthy of the Lord and please Him in every way. And friend, listen, Paul offered a few very specific things under the heading of pleasing God. He prayed that the believers would be fruitful in good work, that they would grow in their knowledge of God, that they would be strengthened with all power in order to have endurance and patience and give God joyful thanks. What a great prayer list for someone you love today. God bless you, friend. Thank you for joining me for another weekday podcast. I look forward to seeing back with you next Monday. Bye now.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.